and a journalist with Reuters. We're going to do things just a little bit differently today. Rather than have lunch and then have a speech and have questions and answers, we're going to get right to it because our tennis star has to go practice for the tournament. So what we'd like to do is let you enjoy your lunch while Francesca tells us all about her life in tennis. It's a wonderful grouping of people here today, I've noticed. We have tennis players, tennis fans, our usual FCC members, and a couple of Italians also mixed into the audience. So I think it took Francesca to bring us all together into a special grouping today ahead of a holiday on Tuesday. For those of you who haven't had the chance to watch Francesca Schiavone play, she is a Grand Slam champion, winner of the French Open in the year 2010, I believe. She's just finished up playing at the US Open and has had a very distinguished career as a professional tennis player. And I believe, Francesca, are you the only Italian woman who's ever won a Grand Slam?
Ciao to everybody. looks easy for us to speak, but for me, that I am 34 years old, is always something special. I prefer play tennis and show you who I am on the court. It's easy, but today I'm really happy to be here, to be invited, and I will try to give you everything that I have inside. So the question was about if I was the first one. Yes, just Panatta. I don't know if you remember Panatta and Pietrangeli. They won one major, one Grand Slam. So, but I am the first Italian woman that won a Grand Slam. Yeah.
So I wonder if that's an honor, but also a little bit of a burden to be one of the few Italian, especially Italian women on the circuit. Do you feel that burden, like you're carrying the Italian flag?
For me, it's big pleasure because when you start to play tennis, you dream it, about this, and you say, "Wow!" I switch on the television, and I remember that I was looking Steffi Graf playing Monica Seles, Martina Navratilova, Pete Sampras, Sandra De Agassi. It was for me a great example. And I say, "Oh my God! If I arrive there, I will be a champion." And so now for me to reach this beautiful and amazing goal is mean that to have the flag inside me, Italian, and to be proud to bring my tennis everywhere and to show my different, of course, is different tennis than the others, to your heart, to your eyes, and I'm very, very happy to do it.
What did it take you to get where you are today? Was it more than there's the obvious hours and hours of training and the coaching, etc., but did you have something in your heart when you were young that pushed you to this level?
I have to say the truth. I'm not like the mother, Martina Hingis' mother, because she thought, okay, I give to my daughter the name Martina, so she will become Navratilova. No, it's not my history. My history is totally different. I was really a girl, very normal. I mean, I was special because physically and mentally I was really, really fast respect to the other kids. So someone, my dad for sure followed me from the start, and I say, please daddy, I want to play tennis, bring me to the courts, and we will see what can happen. So I start like this, nobody know, I don't know how many person believe on me when I was young, because I was a little bit strange, crazy, like serving volley. I couldn't win a lot of matches when I was young. Then something inside me grew. I think big passion, big love about this sport. and big discipline and work. I love to work. I still will love it. It's strange, but it's true. And I went through this beautiful experience, and then 18, 19 years old became true. And they say, oh my God, I have the chance. I want to go to take it. And then I grew up, and after some years, I won the major.
I always wonder with the just the intensity that it takes to be a professional tennis player, whether you actually can still love the sport. Even college players in the U.S., sometimes after they finish college, they just stop playing. But do you still love tennis? Is it possible?
Oh, I am sick about tennis. I shouldn't, but I'm sick. Sometimes I go home and my friends look at me and you say, are you crazy? Can you stop it to go run behind the ball and run all over the world? I say, but I can come to Hong Kong, to visit Hong Kong. I can come to meet person. I can show really my tennis, like expression of my life. It's mean a lot for me. And I think every person here that play tennis, also just for fun, when you are in the court, you feel alone, you can take big decision and express yourself sometimes with some bad words, sometimes enjoying and jumping like a baby when see a chocolate. So it's a mix of everything that give me the power to keep going and play tennis.
Yeah.
Wait.
Liz.
Aspetta. This is an interview, you know? So with the light here,
yes.
The jail.
Maybe it's, I'm so excited. Amateur tennis player that I am, I have a million questions. So I also noticed that for professional tennis players these days, it's only become a more grueling circuit. People talk about the growing number of injuries there are in the game, the amount of travel that's involved. You see more and more players getting injured. Do you have growing concerns about that, or is that just a bunch of millionaire tennis players complaining?
Yeah, it's a big argument because we are speaking about history and develop of this this sport. For sure, technically, we improve a lot. Physically, from 10, 15 years ago, now we can serve 20, 30 aces, so the power, like Serena just did in the US Open, the technically part and physically, we are much, much stronger, and it's very important. And now, I wanna go back and come very fast. Now we have a big improvement about not just tennis part, but also television, the communication. We are not just a competitor. We are a person that is going to be here, to be in the television, to be like a player, council representative. Serena, Maria, we can see that they are a show person and very important for many kids of this world. So we have to take care not just the part of the tennis, but also the personal part, to be educated from when we are 14, 13 years old, how to be impact of the world, because there is big business now that we have to go through. So it's a good mix and a good work that we have to do every day.
So is it just becoming too much for players, do you think? Is it too demanding? Does it need to change a bit?
Oh, why change? We are improving, and that's great. It's like if someone asks to you, is too much what you do? No, you just select what you want to do, and that's, I think, the key for a good management that we have behind us.
And what about the women's circuit? I mean, is the women's game becoming a much bigger power game just because women are fitter and stronger? And is that sustainable? Do you think it will continue to become a more powerful game?
Sí. Now we became Hulk. We broke the T-shirt. You ever seen the movie? No. Of course, we go in always in a cleaner technique. So it means that we go through the ball, we win space, time, when we hit the ball. So it means we cross, we keep going to try to be on top of the ball. It means that you have to be powerful, much more than 10 years ago, much more powerful and explosive. That's for sure the key of the future, for sure. I mean, maybe it's coming Spider-Man, do this, and everything change. I love cartoon, I'm sorry. I have big fantasy. But first, this is the part about tennis, about the circuit and the world. We can see that women now have equal prize money after years and years that we fight for it. Television now in Asia, you really improve a lot, and we need this. And thanks to the example that we have, like Lina, like Nishibori now, I hope that he win. Don't say to Cilic, but he is great. He's a really great person and tennis player. So now we have television everywhere when we speak about tennis. Every events are follow. That's for us is a big motivation and big chance to keep going and to do a great job to arrive to the people, like a big sport event.
So what's your goal here in Hong Kong and in Asia? Are you going to stay on after the Hong Kong tournament? And what do you hope will happen this week?
It was not easy for me this season, like maybe everybody of you, you know. But this is my big challenge, my second challenge of my life. When you are younger, you go through a demonstration of everything. The world have to know who you are. You wanna go and to arrive and to kill everybody, absolutely. Now it's totally different. It's something that is coming inside me. I just close one window, I just finish one book, and I wanna write another one, a new one with just Francesca, you know, when you go through the age, you start to go more inside you consciously, so it's tougher than instinct. And I think now I have to enjoy really every moment that this sport is giving to me. And then, like Roger say the other day, I love to see, to read the interview, and my friend sent me a picture with him interview, and he was saying that they ask, when do you want to finish, what's your goal, like this, and he say, fantastic, I love Roger, he say, I work like I have 5 years more to play tennis. So like this, my mind keep going to work. My heart doesn't stop for anything. And I have big goal, like became again number one, like doing some majors more, or to arrive in the Rio 2016 Olympic Games. So I think it's a good example for me and also for other tennis player to do this, to keep going with open mind, open heart, and until, I don't know, he didn't say until something. He say, I go through and we will see.
Fascinating. Thank you very much. We have time for questions from the audience. If you would just raise your hand, we have microphones around the room. Just give us your name and where you work, if you feel like it, and then we'll do that right over here. Let's start.
Hi, my name is Mitya New. Ciao. I would love to know more about the mental side of the game, and in particular, how you prepare mentally for a big match, maybe for the French Open final before you played, or in general, how you play the mental side.
Okay. Mental part in this sport is we have to work like a muscle. We work the muscle 5-6 hours every day between tennis, gym, running. Mental part, every day we have some exercise to follow. I think it's more private, more subject. Every subject has something. About me is to connect the instinct with the conscious part and to be able every day to have a commitment with myself, to express myself on the tennis, to be able to express. And so we have this part of mental that we work every day. When I wake up, I do some exercise. During the day, I have, I don't know, in times, we don't use time. When you have to work, this one is not time, it's the intention that we put on it. So we clean our mind, we do some exercise, not yoga, I don't know how to say, meditation. And we go in the direction that I work with my mental trainer to go to every day.
So do you have a particular routine before a match
that
you follow mentally in that sense?
Yeah, sorry, I forgot. That's why I have to work. Before the match, I think I can see also the other player. We prepare the match very easily. We keep the energy. We warm up the body half an hour, 45 minutes, and then when we arrive, we stay a little bit with ourselves. We do some grips. We listen some music. Depends. We read some book. And then when we arrive at the last 15, 20 minutes before the match, we start to run faster and to make something explosive, to go with adrenaline up and physically. I want personally arrive very hot and powerful to feel myself ready to go into 100 meter, doesn't matter for how many times, bam, 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 bam. I am ready to do it. About Grand Slam that you asked me, the final is too long. I will explain to you another day. It's very long.
We have a question over here.
My name is Angelo. I could ask you the question in Italian, but
please, so they don't understand.
So what about your private life, your life after the game? Are you planning to have a family?
Oh. Wow. See, I really hope if God want, see. Now is one of my dream. Roger can do it because he's a man. I have to wait a little bit. See, I think the part of of family. Love is mean friend, someone that can love you, your parents, my brother, and so on, is the basic part. Without them, without love, I couldn't be who I am and what I did. It's that's why when I speak about when I speak with some young that I don't know, but I am like Calamite. Every young players come to me and ask me, what do you think about this? And I always say to them, remember that you have mom and dad, love them, take love from them, and then study, try to go to university and take care of you. That is the most important things, because often with business and with this activity that we go all around the world, we keep going to play tennis, and mental exercise, and we forget really that we are human, that we can mistake, that we have to love each other. So that's the key that I try to push them to do it.
Question over here.
Hello, I'm Nigel Sharman. There are a lot of unweighted, unbalanced two-set matches in women's tennis. This morning's lasted about an hour, I would have thought. Tomorrow morning's final, we can expect, may last 4 or 5 hours. With equal prize money now across the board, is it time for the ladies to play 5 sets?
No. No, because we can't. Our testosterone is, I give you an example, 1, yours is 5. How can we play 5 sets? We arrive to play 3-4 hours and we are dead. That's the difference between man and woman. You can't compare the power. And you can play 5 sets because you have the power to do it. We can't. I mean, we can't. So it's very clear. That's the man can show this and he has to do it, and the woman can show this and we have to do it. But it's like life. We can't do what? We can't be powerful like a man. We are smarter, but no, joke. It's joke.
Peter.
As journalists in Asia, we're obsessed with how well Asian players perform in the Grand Slams. We saw last week Peng get into the semi-final before an unfortunate retirement. How did you rate her performance, and what words of encouragement
for her
would you give her?
She is a big talent. She worked with 2 hands. You can't imagine how much it's tougher. And physically, you have to arrive to the ball much earlier than me because I have more space to go to the ball. So she has to be always in shape. And of course, this injury is tough. For a player, is the worst is to be injured. So I hope with physio, he can take back the shape, and she can show really to all of you that she can be really a great player and stay in the top of this world.
Do you think she can win a Grand Slam?
Wait.
I get a crystal one for you. Yeah.
I don't know. To win Grand Slam, it's 7 matches and it's so long. When you finish Grand Slam, you lose 3-4 kilos. I think everybody have one chance. Everybody. So if you're good to take that chance, you can do it. Why not?
You said young players on the tour
come up. You are doing too many questions. If you have some more, we can. I don't like journalists, so when we have a chance.
You're in a journalist club.
Oh, si, oh, Madonna.
Oops. Oops, wrong club. But there are a lot of people from the tennis clubs here, too, so you're in good shape.
I'm joking, please.
One final question, I promise. you say young players in the tour come up to you and ask you for advice. Do you see Chinese players coming up who are able to follow in Lina's footsteps?
Oh, see, absolutely, because I think you can stay with oriental part of characteristic that you have. So this flat game through the ball like Nishikori or Lina, big power, and you have a really good balance and order in everything that you do. I think it's great to grow up like this, but also you have the chance, like the Occidental people have the chance to learn to you how to mix it up and to let meet this kind of tennis a little bit together. Not too much, because you are like this and we are in another way. But this gives the chance to the young to don't stay always in one direction. The tennis is growing, and Lina, she grew. Her tennis was much more basic. Now she does many things more, small but good correction. And I think it's a great idea in China to let the kids grow. Also Nishikori did the same. He is a machine, really. He's amazing. Bam, 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 bam. But then sometimes he go through some angle and some part of the court that he improve a lot. And that's great. And I think you have capacity, mental capacity, big, strong, and good capacity, economic part, because it's important, the part economic. Now, if you want to play tennis, I give you an example in Italy, you have to be good, otherwise I can't send my son to play tennis. Here you have so many structure that you can play, doesn't matter what, because it's public. So this is a good input for all the Chinese, not just to have the top and the crack in television, but also to have the opportunity to play on the courts. I saw basket everywhere. I take a taxi, I go somewhere, and there are basket courts. So everybody can play, and that's great. It's a good idea to give the chance to the kids and to everybody to play this sport.
Is there actually a different from the Asian players that you see coming up? Do they have a very different game? Is there a game? You talked a bit about how Lina plays and the kind of disciplined flat balls. Do you really feel a difference in the type of play?
Si. The Oriental play like this. American play like this. European play that. So our Australian play different. So a little bit, when we grow up with some example. It's normal. Like, I mean, if I stay close to him, I learn about how to use your technique. So it's normal. But I think Asian has a very rigid impostation. And they go through that direction all the time, and for me is incredible, because I couldn't do it. So for me is every time that I see a Chinese player or Japanese or someone, they are very focused and clean. Every ball that they hit, they want to hit clean. So it has to be perfect. That's the most difficult part. But you are like this. In your culture, you are perfect in everything and ordinate with balance in everything that you do. So for me, it's great. From the Occidental part, I say, oh my God, they are machine.
I'm curious about what the Australian game is.
If you want, I can explain.
We have a question, two questions here. We'll go with pink first and then with blue.
I'd be interested to know who's the toughest competitor you've ever played against and the most formidable person to have on the other side of the court.
There is one that is another level. Guess who? My God, she's... sometimes I think that she is the best athlete that ever been in this world. I mean, we are speaking about special and I don't know if can exist. When one arrive, you say, oh my God, how can you beat, like I was looking, Navratilova or Steffi Graf. I say, who is coming and can be better than Steffi Graf? And this arrive, is Serena. Serena is powerful, is mentally, she grow up, I think in the best way. Doesn't matter if she grew up in New York, Bronx, or LA, this part doesn't matter there. But the dad helped them, also Venus, to grow up with the mental, winner mental, and to take care of themselves. So it's a good mix. And also the muscle that she has, it's a big athlete. So a mix of everything give her the chance, and then she decide to do it, of course, to be, I think, the best player in the world.
I have a 9-year-old who wants to play, maybe even win a Grand Slam in Hong Kong. So, I mean, he lives in Hong Kong. So what should we do and what can he do, or any suggestions?
See, I can see two different parts. One is great, that if she wanna do it, if she love really this sport, because you have to love something to do it, if you wanna become happy, if you wanna be happy. Of course, she has to take a good school where to invest her time to grow technically, physically, but with time, 9 years old. Oh, sorry. Okay, it's the same. The base is the same. And he has to find the part, technically part good, physically 9 years old, he has just to make some coordination. Coordination is important, both up, down, how to move, to know the body. I didn't study this, but I can imagine. And then go through without too much stress. I think now the parents, don't be sad with me, but I follow the parents are very stressful to these kids. No, if he want, he will do it. Of course, there is the education that it's very important. But I don't stress him to become tennis player because there are money and business, you can be a star. He know what he wanna do. And I hope that the parents and all the family and the teacher give him in case the chance to go through him dream, not our dream. That's what I think.
We have time for about two more questions, so we'll go right here.
Hi, Alistair Bruce. Just wondering whether there are any rules that you would change or like to change in the game. And sort of secondary question, but leading on from that, do you think that coaches and players should be able to communicate with each other during the...
That's the rule that I would like to change. I mean, they are too stressful with us. We turn... Okay, I speak... a lot, maybe too much sometimes. But the umpire is so much concentrating about my speech with my coach. And what can he do? I mean, he can't change the play or the... okay, play a little bit more to the forehand, but at the end I have to do it. So it's the unique sport. Unique sport. Because he know what I mean. I stress him. That we don't have coaching. And the coach can, okay, give you some input, but always I think for ourselves. It's, I don't know, be positive, keep going. It's good way, you're doing good. It's something that is coming before the message is for us. Of course, to play a little bit more to the back end, okay, but at the end we have to do it. So I think is the chair umpire is stressing us too much. And we have also to pay attention also to the rule of the time. Nadal play 30 shot and he has 20 seconds to serve. I mean, he's in rush. Yeah, he's stressed. He's tired after 3 set playing like this. So it's too much request for, okay, he can't take one minute because television, because the people that look at tennis, they want more action. Okay, but it's tough sport. We make big fatigue and coaching and timing has to be a little bit more flexible. That's what I think.
Time for one more question. Wow. Over here.
That's a match. I'm sweating.
Hi, Francesca.
Hi.
Single-handed backhand. I think it's only you off the top of my head who has a single-handed backhand, right? Woman?
No, there are some more, but oh. I can say that if I go back, I don't do it anymore.
Yeah, so would you say that the next generation...
Nah. No, it's something instinct. Nobody teach me one or two. I always played with one. So when you feel like this, it's okay. Keep going. We have the capacity to find some corner that in two hands you can't. So this one up, we can do it because we hit in a different way the ball. But with two hands, you have much more control when the ball is coming up or strong because you are turning with all the body and you can put inside this one too on the ball. When you are with one hand, you have to control everything with this one. The distance, how to hit the ball, and the power. If I push someone like this, is different than if I push someone like this. So it's different. But we can find some angle that, like Wawrinka does, nobody can do it. So it's instinct.
I'll just wind up by asking that question about instinct. Do you think at the end of the day that's what the best in tennis is, that instinct to know how to hit a ball? You cannot train that. It's something that is in you when you're born, maybe?
No, I think it's a mix. It's a mix between tough work every day, 1,000 ball, I don't know. And the instinct that in some moment is coming up because you have inside. When you write, you are all journalist? My gosh.
No.
When you write, something is coming really natural and someone has to be in order. So we do the same. It's a good mix that bring you to give you a big expression.
So being in the zone, really, it's that you have that ability to go in there.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we're just coming up.
I missed the zone.
You missed the zone. Do you have bad days? Do you just have days where you're just going, this is not happening, I'm not meant to be a tennis player. Do you have a bad day at some point?
Really bad days. It's like a life. We can't ask to ourselves to be always... great. It's I learned from Asia. We say in Italy, we say we are up and down, but you say we are right and left, and I like much more. So when is coming the day that you don't feel anything, but really you say, oh my God, how can I hit the forehand? Then I think it's 15 years that I play tennis. No. And that day you have to accept your not good feeling and put, how you say? Mestiere.
Mystery?
Mysterious mean when you do something every day, today you don't figure, you have to put it. And you know that what you are putting is all the experience that you have, and you put it, doesn't matter what, you have to. In those days, we are like this. We are fragile, we are negative, we are suffering. That's how you have to play. Sometimes you play with a bomb, sometimes you have to play with knife. No, that's true. So you play with knife, you say, how can I beat her that she has a mitra? So you have to find a way. You have the knife, sometimes you don't have the knife. So
amazing. I just want to end on a positive note, not your bad day, but what was your best day in tennis your whole life? What was your best moment so far?
Final, Roland Garros final. Before that moment, before to enter the court, I thought, I don't go. I don't wanna, it's too big, bye-bye. I cried like 3 hours. I went out from the hotel like this. And my physical trainer came to me and said, take those. And it was sunglasses. So we went to take a tour. Then we went inside the tennis club. And when I entered, I felt that I was there. Totally. My mind, my heart. They asked me a question before the match, like an interview. And then I was waiting that Sam Stosso was speaking. And there was a supervisor close to me that looked at me like she would like to ask me, are you ready? I mean, it's first time for you. I look at her and I say, can you listen this? And there was a Gladiator song. It's incredible. And she say, how can you listen to the Gladiator song? You have to play the match. I say, I feel good. And I say, bye-bye. I enter in the court and I give everything that God, that me, we work in all these years. So I say thanks, and I went to the court.
I'm inspired for life. We know you have tennis to play, and it's an honor to have you here at the FCC. We're delighted that you're here in Hong Kong to play this week. Thank you very much, Francesca, for joining us, and we hope to see you on court soon. And I
Grazie.
Have a small gift from the FCC.
Grazie to everybody. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Have a wonderful afternoon, everyone.
Grazie.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's
I'm going to pass on every word to my daughter.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming. That was so fun.